Nahum chapter 2. He who dashes in pieces has come up against you. Keep the fortress, watch the ways, strengthen your muscles, fortify your power mightily. For Yahweh restores the pride of Jacob as the pride of Israel, for the destroyers have destroyed them and ruined their vine branches. Well, I think this is saying that God is going to destroy all the might of Nineveh, and he's going to restore his people. And yet, why does he appeal to Nineveh then in this way? Well, I think because, as we said on chapter 1, that in a previous generation, Jonah had pretty well said the same to Nineveh. In 40 days, you're going to be destroyed. And they had repented. And I suggest that Nahum was one of the community of believers in the true God who had arisen at that time. But now, it's the same message. Nineveh, you are going to fall. The implication is, so therefore repent. The shield of his mighty men is made red. The valiant men are dressed in scarlet. The chariots flash with steel in the day of his preparation. And the spears are brandished. Their chariots rage in the streets. They rush back and forth in the broad highways. Their appearance is like torches. They run like lightning. So I think this is talking about how the enemies that were to come upon Nineveh would be like chariots which had lightning behind them. Well, that's the language of God's cherubim, of his angel chariots that run like lightning. God is saying, I am going to bring this judgment upon you. These soldiers who come and attack you are actually manifesting me. And they're going to do this. The implication is, be like you were at the time of Jonah and repent so this doesn't happen. It is decreed, just like it was in the time of Jonah. She is uncovered, she's carried away, her handmaids moan as with the voice of doves beating on their breasts. Like water from a burst dam, the people rush away from Nineveh. Stop, stop, they cry, but no one looks back. Take the spoil of silver, take the spoil of gold, for there is no end of the booty, the glory of all goodly jewels. She's empty, void, and waste. The heart melts, the knees knock together. Their bodies and faces have grown pale. So it's saying this is the case, but the idea is this is going to happen. Why tell Nineveh ahead of time that this is going to happen to them? Well, for the same reason that Jonah told them, pretty well the same message, so that they might repent. But they didn't learn the lesson. And this is so tragic that people don't learn anything from history. But we are to learn, and that's why the Bible is very much history. Where is the den of the lions and the feeding place of the young lions, where the lion and the lioness walked the lion's cubs and no one made them afraid? Well, Assyria was likened to lions, and so the den of the lions was their capital city, Nineveh. The lion tore in pieces enough for his cubs and strangled for his lionesses, and filled his caves with the kill and his dens with prey. Behold, I am against you, says Yahweh of armies, and I will burn her chariots in the smoke, and the sword will devour your young lions, and the voice of your envoys will no longer be heard. So, God is saying this is going to happen to you, just as he said through Jonah. And the idea was, you repented then, repent now. God even wanted these Gentiles to repent. And so God has this passion for repentance. He has a desire that people turn to him. If you get on God's side, as it were, and you devote yourself to appealing to people to repent, then you will find that everything works out really well. You will find that you are absolutely in step with God's intentions. And as Jesus said, go into the whole world, preach the gospel, and I will be with you to the end of the age.